Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Today I'm going to be chatting with Kenny from KT Performance, and I wanted to talk with him about some really cool kits that they have on their website called their Heads Up Kits. So these are designed if you're going to be doing work on your engine, whether you're doing it at home or, you know, weekend projects, something like that. And it includes all the gaskets, seals, different components you might need if you're doing head studs, things like that. They've got them for Powerstroke, Cummins, Duramax. I want to chat with them about that. Also some trends, some things that are really popular right now as we head into summer and vacation season. So I'm definitely looking forward to chatting with him today. Before we get to it, I want to give a shout out to a couple of our sponsors that help make the Diesel Podcast possible. First is Target Sports USA. They have a really cool membership program. It's $99 a year. You just go to targetsportsusa.com/dieselpc. You get basically free shipping on anything, whether it's one box, 20 boxes, 10 boxes, or even more. You get an instant 8% discount, and this goes throughout your entire year. Plus, they have two giveaways that they run, so you're automatically entered into win both of these. The first is an all-expense-paid hunting trip in Colorado. It's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. They cover airfare, accommodations, lodging, also meat processing, and then shipping back to you. So you're automatically entered for a chance to win that as far as being one of their members. Also, they give away an F-150 every year, so it's a great way to get something like a daily driver, keeps mileage off your older pristine, you know, Cummins Duramax or Powerstroke. So both of those are included in the membership. Head on over to targetsportsusa.com/dieselpc. You'll find out all the details, and you can start saving money on any ammo purchases plus on shipping. Also, our friends over at Kershaw Knives have a 40% off MSRP code for you. Go to kershaw.kaiusa.com. Use code 2024DIESEL40. Get 40% off any knife you might need for hunting, fishing, EDC, around the job site, around the house. Got a ton of different choices for opening mechanisms, blade steel, blade shape, handle designs, and really to meet any budget. So we appreciate them offering that discount code just for you guys. All right, let's get to today's podcast with Kenny from KT Performance, talking about maintaining our diesels and trends to get these trucks ready for summer vacation time. Kenny, welcome back to the Diesel Podcast. How you been?
Doing good. How about yourself, man?
I'm just staying busy, and I'm glad, you know, spring's here, and kind of the whole, you know, truck lifestyle sort of switches from where we were at with winter to got to get my truck ready to go on vacation, and summer's right around the corner. So just, yeah, staying busy.
Well, you know, that's nice about being down here in Florida, though, is we have that truck building season all year long. So we don't have to put it away for winter and keep it sheltered up.
I'm totally jealous of that, because it's like, you know, once like October, November rolls around, well, you know, you start to get the snow and everything else. But you guys get, you know, year-round great weather, tons of truck shows down there, tons of really cool trucks. And
yeah, we stay pretty busy. It is nice hitting some of the events up north or whatever. When it does warm up for you guys, you can thaw out a little bit. But yeah, down here, we have stuff throughout the winter and things as well.
I was on your guys' website the other day, and I saw these heads-up kits for the Power Strokes, and it connected so many dots for me, because there's a lot of questions that listeners will ask us about or want episodes about maintaining their truck or just keeping them running. And I wanted to kind of focus in on the Power Stroke a little bit, and I know we'll get to Cummins and Duramax here shortly, but tell me a bit about those kits, the idea for creating them, what they do, who would be interested, why, you know, why would you need one of them, what kind of repair would you be doing?
Yeah, well, the heads up kits, for years and years we've been selling like full overhaul kits, which would be like your pistons and your main bearings and cam bearings and everything for the full engine. The whole concept of a heads-up kit is, I think most guys, especially the do-it-yourselfers, they don't want to like go all the way down to the bare block. So the guys that need to do a head gasket job, or they're ready to stud their engine and they want to freshen everything, essentially from the heads up, to go ahead, a lot of the components they're going to need, whether it's got to do with a turbo installation kit. So they're not planning on just buying a head gasket set and valve covers and studs and then find out, oh, you know what, we needed to go ahead and take care of these other components at the same time. So we try to build them out with options and stuff like that to allow people to simply buy one part, do whatever extra add-ons they want on that one page, and not have to go searching and do their research and take care of all that legwork for them so they can do that and to make it easier, especially for those do-it-yourself guys.
Well, and you cover a lot of them. I think it goes back to the 94, 97 OBS Power Stroke all the way up to 6.7. So you've got all the different generations in there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we work with a lot of small guys, especially out west, Midwest and stuff, farmers and things that they want to keep these trucks on the road as long as they can, especially with all the emission stuff on the new ones. It's more difficult. They love their older 7.3s and stuff and older 5.9 12 valves, and they want to keep them running for another 20, 30 years. So we try to make sure we've got the parts to support those guys.
What comes in them? I'm sure it'll vary a little bit based on like a 7.3 Power Stroke or a 6.7 or 6.4, but is it gaskets that you'd need, head studs, different things like that? What comes in them?
Yeah, it'll be mostly, like I said, the head gaskets and then any sort of like valve cover and then related gaskets from that head gasket up. So whether it's intake manifold gaskets, exhaust manifold, it'll be, you get into some of your Ford, like your 7.3s, the valve cover gaskets had an under valve cover harness for the injectors. So that'll all be built into that valve cover gasket. The head studs and then your thread cleaning chasers. Just to help make that head stud install go a little easier for you. You'll have, I know like the 6.0, like you'll need a new turbo hardware install kit with an as well as the oil feed lines and oil drain lines and all those miscellaneous parts for doing that, as well as there may be some stuff related to say like the fuel bowl and the fuel system, and help refresh everything once you're basically putting those heads back on and getting that motor put back together.
One of the tough parts, I hear this a lot. I even find it myself, maybe not so much on the automotive or truck side, but just in tons of things. Like, I struggle with trying to find all the parts in one place. Or a listener will say, hey, I need to get all this, but I can find one part here, one gasket there. And they don't want to order from five or six different places because it's kind of annoying. And then, like, how do you track it all? Are you halfway through the job and realize you didn't get something? How much time, effort, and logistics did you put into these kits to be able to have them with all the components that you need? I think that's really important.
It's a lot. It's because when we go to even fulfill an order for a customer, we keep a lot of inventory here so we can ship as much from our location as possible. But we ship out a lot of these kits that they may actually get deliveries from, say, four or five different places, because we have to work with distributors and some of it's even direct with manufacturers. To be able to fulfill the orders. The world of the last 4 years, 5 years has been pretty hectic when it comes to availability, as everybody in the automotive repair world knows, or anybody that's had anything break and trying to find parts. So we end up spending a lot of time making sure that we can fulfill the orders, especially we had a lot of difficulty in the full overhaul kits with the pistons. And then the main bearings and cam bearings are pretty difficult. The heads up kits, most of these parts, we've been able to keep enough inventory, to where it's been a lot easier for us, but it has taken some investment in making sure that we can have that inventory to make sure the kits are available.
What I like is that when I was looking at them is all the parts are there. So if I, you know, say I have a 90 or 2001 Power Stroke or something like that, and I want to order the kit, I just buy one kit and that's what I get delivered, whether, you know, I don't have to go through and either kind of educate myself on the fly if it's my first time doing it and figure out all the gaskets that I need, all the components I need. You take all that guesswork away. So I just order one part number and I get all these components that I need, which it's so helpful. There's so many different types of, you know, DIY jobs where I've been in the middle and I forgot or didn't know I needed something. And then I'm stuck for a few days.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst part, especially trying to work on something yourself. You've got a long weekend set aside to try to knock a project out. Especially a lot of times we find ourselves biting off a little more than we necessarily planned on just because we want to get it done and do it ourselves. And then to find out you missed, say, a $20 component, and it puts you off until the following weekend to finish doing what you're doing, or midway through the week waiting for parts to come in, or you're trying to chase it down at local parts stores so you can finish this, and trying to take a lot of that headache out of there for people.
You had mentioned a lot of the customers that you have that they own these older trucks and they want to keep them on the road as long as they can. Do your customers sort of guide you guys in a way and say, hey, I want this for my engine, or I want this for, a transmission. I'm going to do a service on it. Or with these kind of maintenance items, are they driving and suggesting, hey, this is what we want, this is what we need? Is that where the inspiration's coming from?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we constantly get people ask us for parts that we don't say have on our website. They're emailing or calling me and saying, hey, can you get this? And it's absolutely like, if it's available, we typically can get it. So we make sure that our customers don't have to go calling around and checking to find some place to get it, and we can find it, source it, and get it for them. So what I've done is, when people are asking for things that we don't currently have, is we try to make it a priority to get that listed on our website, get it listed with our sales guys so they know that those parts are available. Here's what it is. Here's the pricing. Somebody can order it, and there's no extra wait time. And let's go ahead and do all the legwork to make sure we can get that fulfilled quickly so they can place that order more easily.
Are you finding with the Cummins and the Duramax owners that they're wanting these kind of kits as well for different things? Maybe it's they're changing a turbo, or they're going to do, head studs or something. And while they're in there, they want to replace some gaskets and do some other things. Is it becoming, I guess I kind of focused in on the Powerstroke side, but I'm sure the Cummins and Duramax is the same way. And they're wanting these kind of all-in-one kits where they don't have to go on the internet and search, for a dozen different places or websites to find stuff. You have it all in one place.
Yeah, we absolutely are getting the Duramax kits and the Cummins kits listed up there. We already do it for customers now. They'll call and tell us what they're looking for. We put it together, but we are working. We're going to get them actually listed on the website just to simplify it for people. So if it's 2 o'clock in the morning and they can't sleep and need to get that order in because it's time to do it, they can go on there and do it, or even just do their own, like looking at it, what it entails, the components and stuff in there. But yeah, so Duramax Cummins guys are definitely looking for it. And I see it a lot. Typically not as much on the newest models out there. So typically, like, most of our customers that are buying stuff for the late model trucks that are 5 years and less old is normally at shops. So we have a lot of wholesale customer shops that are buying parts from us. When it comes to the individual customers, those trucks are typically second generation owner and beyond. So once that truck reaches 5+ years old, it's not the original owner that bought it with the dealership. They've sold it, and now it's the second guy that owns it that wants to try to do more of those things himself, doesn't want to spend a bunch of money with a shop to do it, and is trying to take on those tasks himself. So especially the older, say, 5/9/12 valves, 24 valves, common rails, and then the Duramaxes as well.
Thought of a question to ask you, and I think you'd be a great person to pose the question to, because you have those wholesale customers. You also have tons of truck owners that are calling you, and you've been in the industry for, gosh, almost 20 years, maybe over 20 years now. So you've kind of seen it all. And a lot of times somebody will be new to the diesel truck world, or they want to jump into it. And they'll say, hey, Patrick,
Yeah.
have you done an episode about what's the best one to buy, or which one has the least problems? So when you look at like the questions or the requests that you're getting from customers, are there certain types of your range of engines or trucks where maybe they don't need the kits as often, they're not having to do the refreshes? Or is it pretty much like once you get over 10 years old, doesn't matter if it's made by Cummins or it's a Duramax or Powerstroke, you're going to need these components on, a certain interval? Is there one that's more reliable, less reliable, one where you're getting a ton of requests for kits, or is it all about the same?
I mean, you've always got your 6.0 and 6.4, which are going to be a higher demand for head studs, head gaskets, especially if they're still running factory head bolts and they're lucky enough to make it this long. But the outside of that, we're seeing it pretty well across the board. These trucks are reaching an age, and then a lot of these guys are running at least a programmer or something on it, or turbo, and they're kind of pushing it, or they're just towing a lot with it and actually working the truck like they were designed to be worked, but they're hitting 200,000, 400, 600,000 miles. And that many miles, some of those components are starting to break down. It's time just to get in there and replace gaskets and throw in a set of head studs and make that thing stronger than it was from the factory.
It's one of the things whenever I look at an older truck, because I always do it. And I always say the first thing I think about is I want to, even if it's immaculate or it has lower mileage for, the age that it is I always focus on the maintenance side. And I think, what do I need to do just for peace of mind? So I'm probably that guy you mentioned that it's 2 in the morning and I can't sleep because I need to order this kit and get it in.
Yeah.
It's just such an important part of it. Do you find that there's a lot of people, say outside of the engine, maybe for transmission stuff, maybe they just want to do a service. They just want to do a fluid change and they're like, well, the valve body's right there. Maybe I should put a new pan gasket on, or, you know, if it's a 47 or 48, they want to do a band adjustment or something like that. Or even in the gear train, you know, are there other parts of a truck where you can combine or are thinking about combining these parts into an all-in-one kit? So if I want to service my differentials or my transmission or something else, where maybe in the future we might see those.
Yeah, I think especially the transmission side, torque converters are an easy place, especially guys that still have a stock converter or close stock converter. We can do a nice billet converter that's going to hold power. So if they're going in and changing fluid, doing a service on the transmission, I mean, torque converters in the grand scheme of things really typically aren't that expensive to get a quality torque converter in there, and maybe doing some packages on the transmission side of things, maybe even some different levels as far as whether it's going to come with some of the clutch packs and things like that for the transmission itself, or if it's a basic service job with a torque converter, depending on how deep that customer is wanting to take the project.
I guess this next question would almost depend on the person calling, but is there, you know, when somebody calls in and they say, hey, I'm looking at this heads up kit, or I'm looking at this converter or whatever part it might be, where they maybe shouldn't tackle it themselves. Maybe they should take it to a shop. Can we help sort of educate, you know, a listener who's thinking about, you know, tackling a project, maybe getting in over their head, or maybe they're fully capable of doing it. But what are some questions that, you know, we should ask ourselves, or say, if I called in, I should ask myself before I jump in and try to take the heads off and do head studs or drop the transmission and do the converter or something like that? How would you guide somebody through that?
A lot of it's going to come down to their own personal experience of how far they've taken work before previously. I enjoy people doing projects the first time, because when they're done with it and it goes smooth, successfully, and it won't always be smooth, but it's done successfully. They complete the job, it's done. It's such a good learning experience, especially as younger guys and stuff like that still getting in there and doing some of the work themselves. I see it less and less with the younger generation willing to actually do some of that work themselves. So I encourage it pretty heavily. But it is, I do have them like ask them to kind of do a little bit of research before they tackle it. If they've never pulled a head off of a diesel engine and don't quite know what they're getting into, but they have a buddy who has some tools and kind of knows what he's doing, I'm like, hey, do a little bit of research, kind of go through the steps, the process of what it's going to take, and make sure you're up for that. And then also make sure you block off time for your truck. I get phone calls from guys that are like, they get down to the last minute, they're leaving on their family vacation on Monday, it's Thursday, they need the parts and they're going to do it this weekend because they got to leave Monday. And it's like, that's not a good time to do the project that you're not sure if you're capable of. So like, if you're going to tackle something that you think is going to take you 2 days, make sure you don't need your truck the whole next week. So in the afternoons when you get home from work, if you got a little bit of stuff to finish up, you still have time to do that, and you're not relying on that truck to get you to work Monday and you started the project Friday thinking you could get it done.
Common question we get from you guys a lot is, hey, I need a diesel engine. I either, you know, I can't wait this long to get one, or normal place I get stuff from it just takes too long, or they don't have the parts in it that I need. Maybe my truck's not stock, or I tow heavy with it. I don't want to go back with just a stock engine. DFC Diesel is a sponsor of the podcast. We worked with them, you know, hand in hand on doing episodes, answering technical questions. They have a complete lineup of Cummins, Duramax, and Powerstroke remanufactured engines that are set to a standard of ISO 9001 2015 standards, which is a huge deal in the aftermarket. And there's certain levels of quality testing, validation that are required for that. So you know when you get one of those engines, the type of quality that's built behind it, with an industry-leading warranty that's really comprehensive. And, you know, the other thing with that is, you know, sometimes the options that are out there, it's a basic OEM engine. You want a little bit more. You don't want to have the same failure again. So there's a bunch of different series of engines that they have, from Core, Street, tow haul, and also the Speed of Air series, which we've covered on the podcast before. There's a lot of really cool benefits to it. And if you have questions about that, reach out to them. If you don't know the type of engine that you're looking for, if you go to dfcdiesel.com, there's a ton of info there. You can send an email or you can reach out to them. Also, they're working with Speed of Air pistons, which it's the only piston that pays for itself. And there's a lot of really cool technology behind it. So you can add that into your build and be able to get better fuel economy, increased power, increased torque, and better engine life out of it. Some of the most common engine applications or series of engines that they have with that lead time, a lot of them are in stock or they have really short lead times. So you can check your favorite retailer or go to dfcdiesel.com, check them out, see what's in stock, see what you can get. If you have questions, maybe you want to do something that's outside of the normal series of engines, they have tons of choices for rods, cranks, pistons, valve train upgrades, tons of different things. So if you're in the market, definitely make sure and head on over and check them out.
I was just thinking a great resource that sometimes I do if I'm thinking of tackling a project is I'll go on YouTube and I'll find a video of somebody doing it and I'll watch it and then ask myself, can I do that? Do I want to do that? And one of the, I think, really important things with it is sometimes those videos don't show every small detail. They might not answer all the questions. So it's also important to, read or ask questions, or I call you up and say, hey, I think I could tackle this. Are there any pointers or anything maybe I missed? And so I know YouTube's so easy to view things on, but sometimes the full job isn't on there and it's condensed into 8 minutes or 4 minutes or 10 minutes or something like that. But I love the tip you gave about blocking off the time, because there's a lot of shop owners I know, and I'll ask them, hey, what's the labor rate for this or for that? And they'll tell me, oh, it's 9 hours of work or 14 hours of work or more. And I think it's really that much time. Well, they've got it down to a science, and that's somebody, a shop who does it day in and day out. So me, like, double or triple the time that it would take me to do that same job. So I think it's a really good point.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, YouTube does have some good videos out there, and it's definitely a good resource. I would recommend somebody who's thinking about doing something as much as like a heads up kit, the first time doing a head gasket or whatever, they're going to send their head out to get it worked, get it resurfaced. They're not going to typically do that sort of work yourself. But I wouldn't rely upon just one video doing a major job. I would recommend they watch two or three videos, so you get different perspectives of different people talking about it. Because not only are you going to pick up different things, but if they kind of sped through some areas, didn't cover it very well, and you don't realize this, it needed a special tool to do that. Say is like injector cups and a 7.3 liter. If you don't have a tool to pull them, it can be a whole deal. Removing the injector cups, making sure they're installed back in properly and things like that.
I also love the other points you made with just working on our trucks and getting involved with them. And I think that's where the older ones shine so much more, with being able to actually work on them ourselves and not need a diagnostic tool to do something with the injectors or to reset this or to relearn something. You can just jump right in.
The actuator for the turbo and silly things.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think that's a lot of the shift I'm seeing. And just episodes people are requesting. They're wanting to hear about 7.3s. They're wanting to hear about, second gen Ram trucks. Wanting to hear about LB7s. Where for years it was always, what's the latest and greatest? I want to know about this new 10-speed transmission or this brand new 6.7 power stroke. They're kind of shifting towards the older ones. Do you find with the customers that are calling in that you've seen that a little bit with this kind of that second, third, either fourth generation owner where they're gravitating towards the older ones and it's kind of reviving the parts and the different kits that are out there for them?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been seeing that more and more, and I think we'll continue to see it. It's kind of like the old gas days and stuff. It was like, people are always more out to tinker the old carbureted engines and then EFI came out, and they were like, it took a while for guys really to feel comfortable diving into tinkering with EFI engines compared to the carbureted side. And then diesel's the same way. Mechanical engines, they're more out like the old 12 valves and IDIs, and it was easy to get out there and turn a couple screws and felt comfortable doing it. And now we're kind of passing on to where like the earlier electronic controlled, such as your 24 valve trucks, your common rails, and before we get into all the emission stuff, those guys are more comfortable going and doing that. I've always found normally the first generation guy is usually the less likely to tinker it with himself. Now he'll take it to a shop or a dealership and have stuff put on the truck. He might do some accessories, but usually heavy engine components repairs and things like that are normally not the first generation owner doing it himself. That's normally down the line once it's been sold once, twice, four times or whatever.
It's really exciting to think about is some of these newer trucks that are now starting to hit or going to hit the second and the third generation owner, like LMLs mm-hmm. and the early 6.7s and all these different trucks. So it's going to continue to evolve with what components people need, what, you know, what breaks at 10 years or at 15 years, or, yeah. Are there certain things that are common? Are there certain failure points just with time or age that we're going to continue, you know, to see in the future? So I'm really excited for that. It's kind of, you know, with these emission systems that have been on, yeah, they've been out since 2007.5, 2008, but especially with the newer trucks, how are they going to hold up long-term, which is kind of, I think, a question mark.
Yeah, I know there's quite a few companies that have been working on emissions components that can go in there, replace the factory stuff that's going to be more reliable, so that these guys can stay DOT compliant. There's no telling what the future holds as far as the restrictions, how strict it's going to be and things like that. And so I know there's a lot of companies that have been working on making things that'll keep all those components there, but more reliable, so they're less prone to issues. We've seen, I mean, even with the 6.0, some basic solutions help even the stock components last longer. Just a coolant filtration kit when it came to making that oil cooler last longer. The stock part just needed a little more assistance to help with the longevity of it.
What are some other parts or trends you're seeing here? Springtime, it's kind of tax refund time, getting ready for the, you know, the summer, that people should, you know, maybe their truck's stock and they've thought, hey, you know, it's out of warranty now, I want to get a little bit more power, I want a little bit you know, more performance or efficiency. What are some things that get really popular around this time of year to do to either PowerStroke, Cummins, Duramax, any of them?
I would say now they're a little more willing, especially we're starting to kind of warm up a little bit, taking on those projects, whether it's like exhaust, air intake, smaller injectors and turbos, kind of those quicker bolt-on stuff, like as far as drop-in turbos and things that aren't going to be a several hour project. You can kind of tackle it in the afternoon or whatever in your own garage doing.
Yeah, I think that there's so many great parts. I was just thinking of, you know, when you were mentioning them, all the new products that are out there for drop-in turbos, for injectors, for injection pumps that are out there, solutions, you know, especially for the 6.7 PowerStroke with their CP4. There's just so many things out there that you could tackle in an afternoon, and it's something great, you know, before road trip or vacation season starts to be able to do it right now. So I think it's one of my favorite times of year because, like, for most of the country, we're coming out of winter. You got to get the truck ready, and it's like we get to talk parts and get to talk performance and you know, getting some more efficiency out of them.
Yeah, we've been even seeing as far as a lot of guys willing, a lot more people willing to, say, tackle a turbo rebuild. And then once they do it, they feel like they've gained so much knowledge, just breaking that turbo apart, changing the bearings in it, and the turbine wheel and shaft and compressor wheel, and just kind of actually completely disassembling their turbo, putting all new fresh parts, putting it together, cleaning up and put it in the truck. And that's one of those great weekend projects for a guy who's never gone real deep into an engine to get a better understanding of just taking things apart and putting it back together. And just kind of makes you feel good knowing you can tackle some projects like that. You guys, they'll do some stuff like that for the first time and they call back after they did it and they're happy and they want to know what's the next thing to do.
How does it work with the turbo rebuild kits? Because that's a great topic to chat about, because I think of the different components, like, can I get all the parts that I need to be able to do it? Is it streamlined where, you know, somebody calls you up and says, hey, I have this year truck stock turbo, it's a whole set or Garrett or whatever it might be, and you can get the full kit?
Yeah, so most of the ones, we have some overhaul kits, which is going to be more everything, and we have some basic rebuild kits, will be all your seals and your bearings and stuff in there. And then we also have the turbine wheel and shafts and then the compressor wheel, so they can all be put together. And then we'll be working on doing some full, like, turbo remanufactured kits almost, where it'll be everything, all your seals, bearings, all new bolts and screws, as well as the compressor wheel, turbine wheel, and shaft. So you can essentially, if your housing's good, you can completely refresh that turbo up, and instead of paying an aftermarket rebuilder their however much money they want to do the same job, you can handle that stuff right there in your own shop and at your house.
That's really cool. And to get all the parts that you need, there's I think the people I know are probably really into diesels, and so like to me, I know a lot of them that can rebuild their turbo. I couldn't. I've never done it, and I think a lot of guys out there, they maybe never tackled it. So I think having the resources to get the parts and then the information, you know, to be able to do it would be fantastic, because you can save a ton of money doing that if, you know, like you mentioned, your housings are good.
Yeah, I mean, we sell full turbos and drop-ins and things like that for guys not looking to get that deep into it. But especially when you talk about the older, like, say, an old 7.3, those are pretty simple turbos. You don't have any variable vanes in them or anything to worry about. Pretty straightforward turbo. And it's a fun for a younger guy who's wanting to take on a project to feel a little more involved with his truck.
It's very cool. Yeah, I was really impressed with, like I said, those kits. And then I kind of opened this conversation or this idea up to chat with you about more of it, because I think it's a major trend. People are looking for things, and there's so many different components or aspects to a truck. It would probably have like a 5-hour podcast, and it probably wouldn't even cover everything. But if somebody's got a question for you guys, they're, you know, they want to rebuild something, or they're thinking about tackling it, what is the best way for people to be able to contact KT Performance, ask those questions, and, you know, be able to maybe first time jumping into rebuilding something, getting their hands, you know, kind of in the engine bay and fixing it?
Yeah, I would say if they want to talk on the phone, whatever, because we do get pretty busy with our phones here and we try to keep up the best we can. But if they just want to set up some time to talk, they can email us sales@ktperformance.net and then just say, hey, I want to talk about this is my project. Kind of give us a quick rundown. And then that way we'll set up a time, communicate, and actually have a, and set some time apart to have a conversation with them. Or if it's something just real quick, they can give us a call. Our toll free number is 855-587-3736. They give us a call and chat with us, and we can help them put together whatever it is they're looking for. And we're always happy to talk to people and about their projects and help them find the parts they're looking for to get it put together.
One of the common things that I'll hear from listeners after an episode comes out is they'll say, hey, are they going to be at any events? I'd love to meet them. I'd love to chat with them. So I wanted to ask you, what sort of, what events are you going to be at this year? You know, you and the crew, what do you guys got planned?
Well, the one show that we make sure we hit every year is the UCC. I always refer to it, the Super Bowl of motor or diesel motorsports.
Yeah.
That is the big event up there in Indianapolis. So we're a big sponsor there, and we have been for a few years, and we will be for the foreseeable future. It's a fun time, great weekend. So I don't get a chance to hit a lot of events throughout the year, but that is one that we're always out there for.
It's right around the corner too. It's always one that I love to pay attention to and watch with the power, all the companies that are there, all the people. It's a great atmosphere, and I think you named it right. It's like the Super Bowl of diesel events.
Yeah, it absolutely is. It's not like your SEMA where it's just about the accessories and things like that. It's truly into that horsepower side of things. There's obviously you got the truck show and shine. So you've got those fancy trucks there, but the really core of that event is the just torque and horsepower, putting the rubber down to the asphalt and not on the clay track.
Well, it was great to catch up with you, Kenny. I appreciate your time, you know, sharing your information, knowledge, expertise with what a lot of our listeners ask for, which is I just want to maintain my truck and keep it running. So I appreciate chatting with you today. Look forward to doing it again and seeing you know, what UCC is like. Maybe we can catch up after that, see how the event went. Maybe there's some common questions people are asking you guys at the booth that you think it'd be great to have on the podcast. So it was great to chat with you.
Absolutely. Great chatting with you, Patrick. Appreciate it every time. And let us know, and we'll be glad to meet back up with you guys after the event.
Don't forget, diesel fans, make sure and head on over to Kershaw.KAIUSA.com. Use code 2024DIESEL40 for 40% off MSRP. It's a great way to save some money and get some cool gear if you need a knife for hunting, fishing, EDC, something around the job site or around the house. Got a ton of choices for different blade steel, different opening mechanisms, blade design, handle design, and they've got really any budget cover. So we appreciate them offering that discount code for you guys. Also, Target Sports USA. If you go to targetsportsusa.com/dieselPC, you'll find their membership program. It's $99 a year, and in that year, you get free shipping, whether it's one box, 20 boxes, 50 boxes, however much you might be ordering. You also get notified first of in-stock notifications, plus you get an instant 8% discount on any purchase that you make. And that discount can go deeper during the year. There's several events that they have
where you can save even more money. Part of being a member is you also get entered into two giveaways that they do every year. The first is an all-expense-paid hunting trip to Colorado, so that includes airfare, accommodations, lodging, meat processing, shipping back to you. So it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you have a chance to win. And they also give away a brand-new F-150 every year. So if you're looking to keep some miles off your pristine older Cummins Duramax or Powerstroke, need a new daily, something to take to the, you know, outdoors hunting and fishing, you're automatically entered in to win that as well. I also want to give a shout out to some of our Patreon supporters, Cutter Up Rob, Tyler Lowen, a 23 Diesel, J. Cole, all of our other Patreon supporters, all of you who subscribe on YouTube, podcast apps, follow us on social media. We appreciate all your support here in year 8 of the Diesel Podcast and look forward to bringing you more of the content that you want to hear in 2024. Till next time, keep the shiny side up.